I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Springfield-based VTEL is coming down to the finish line to complete a statewide wireless broadband network. Back in 2010, the company got a hefty chunk of federal money to finance that project. Now, VPR's Steve Zind has this progress report.
A lot has changed since 2010 when VTEL was awarded $116 million in federal grant and loan money, in part to help build a statewide wireless broadband system. Since then, major companies like Verizon and AT&T have improved their own networks for mobile and broadband service. Many Vermont addresses that were unserved or underserved 5 years ago now have access to broadband from cable and DSL providers. But VTEL President Michel Guité says there's still a place in the market for his wireless network.
We think that we're in a good position to compete because we've invested heavily in infrastructure which make our underlying operating costs relatively low.
Guité says VTEL's wireless system will surpass many currently available DSL speeds, but won't match a good high-speed cable connection. And he says the technology and pricing is better suited to broadband use than the systems the big wireless providers have in place.
We're really oriented to pumping large amounts of data over our network to individual users.
The system relies on a network of towers to cover nearly all of the state with wireless service. Guité says a handful remain to be completed under the federal program, and the network will continue to expand. He says the system already has subscribers, but VTEL is waiting until the entire network is completed before advertising it. The idea of a statewide wireless broadband canopy was met with skepticism from some quarters when it was first announced. Guité says he expects the system will cover 97% of Vermont, but in some areas it will fall short.
It doesn't go as far as expectations were some years ago. The signals don't carry through foliage like people thought they might. The signals simply don't go around buildings like we thought they might.
Under the requirements for the USDA Rural Utility Service Program, which provided the federal funding, VTEL's network has to be complete by September 30th. A spokesperson for the USDA says the agency expects the company will meet the deadline. In some cases, there's been local opposition to towers proposed by VTEL. Currently, the town of Calais is appealing to the Public Service Board to block a plan for a tower there. At a public meeting in April, residents raised concerns about the aesthetic and economic impact of the tower, and they argued that in the years since VTEL's project started, other providers have expanded their networks to bring broadband to the once underserved town. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.